Before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you something. Have you ever felt like the vision God gave you was too big for the version of you currently living your life? Like, maybe he got the address wrong or something. This episode is for the woman who's secretly been carrying a big dream, but keeps shrinking her identity to match her old limitations. And if that's you, it's not because the vision is too much. It's because you haven't yet become the woman who can hold it. We're going to talk identity, fear, neuroscience, faith, and what it really looks like to stretch without proof. Because God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And if he gave you the vision, he already built you for it. Let's get into it. This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front. Your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you are meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. So let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at your vision and thought, this is just too big for me? That's exactly where we're going today. What if it only feels that way because you're still trying to carry it with an outdated identity? Today's episode is about what happens when the vision feels too big and why that feeling isn't a red flag, but a divine invitation. You're not overwhelmed because you're off track. You're overwhelmed because God is expanding you to match what He showed you. Now let's talk about it, because I know this feeling intimately. Let me take you back to a moment where I had to confront that very truth. Back to that cold winter day when I stood on my front porch shivering and I declared to God that I'm ready for my destiny. What followed was not a parade of blessings. The clouds didn't part. Rainbows didn't appear. Now what did appear was pressure, pruning, a spotlight on every fear I had successfully hidden behind my performance. I thought the vision would feel like momentum, like I was finally getting somewhere, you know? But instead, it felt like discomfort. But if you understand that you only grow through challenges, you can approach the discomfort differently. Think of a diamond that is formed under pressure. That moment was the beginning of a total breakdown of who I thought I had to be, so I could step into who I was truly designed to be. See, when you tell God you're ready for more, He doesn't drop the whole vision in your lap at once. There is an unfolding. He stretches you to match the vision little by little, because elevation absolutely requires expansion. But let's get real. When the vision is too big for your current beliefs, your brain will start to fight back. You say you want freedom, then procrastination starts. You dream about impact, but remain silent. And you journal about building a business, and in the next moment, you're binging another 6-season Netflix series. And it's not because you're lazy, but because you're scared the vision is bigger than you. And if that hit home, if you've been asking yourself, why does this next level feel so hard to reach? Even though you know you're called to it, you're not crazy. You're just standing in the gap between your old self and the woman who was built for that next level. And that's where this next truth comes in. The vision feels too big because it's supposed to. Because it came from a limitless God who isn't sizing your call into your comfort. Because it wasn't built for who you were. It was designed for who you're becoming. So hear this clearly. It's not the vision that's too big. It's the self-doubt that's too loud. And what do we do when it feels too big? We self-sabotage. It's because of that tension between who you are and who you're becoming. You start doing what feels safer because it's familiar. That's where the sabotage creeps in. Here's how it shows up. We shrink the vision to fit our comfort zone. We overthink, trying to figure it all out before moving. We delay action, waiting for some mystical quote-unquote readiness. We hide in busy work, rearranging, researching, planning endlessly. We compare ourselves to women who are already walking in their purpose so that we can say, it must be too late for us. And we question divine timing, like God somehow got it wrong. And most dangerously, we cling to old identities that can't carry new assignments. So let's get clear on why it feels so hard to move forward. And this isn't just mindset work. It's biology, it's belief systems, it's spiritual. And if you don't understand what's happening under the surface, you'll keep thinking something's wrong with you. But it's not you. It's just your wiring. Our wiring. Let's break it down. Let's start with the science. Because your hesitation, that's not just mindset. It's your nervous system doing exactly what it was designed to do. According to neuroscience, when you envision something unfamiliar, your brain perceives it as a threat. Your amygdala, the fear center, it lights up to keep you safe in the known. But safe doesn't build destinies now, does it? And here's where the mindset work begins. Because it's not enough to just understand your brain. You've got to rewire how you see yourself. As Dr. Joe Dispenza says, your personality creates your personal reality. If you want a new reality, you must change the internal wiring of who you believe yourself to be. Not just what you do, but how you think, feel, and show up for yourself. But science alone doesn't explain what's happening here, because this isn't just biology. It's divine design. Spiritually, Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." That means you were built for this vision. But being built for something and walking in it are two totally different things. Faith isn't just belief. It's actually alignment. It's when your actions, your energy, and your mindset rise to match what God already said is yours. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That vision you're carrying, it already exists in the quantum. You just have to rise to meet it. So now that we understand what's really happening underneath the overwhelm, let's shift how we see it. The vision, it's not too big. Your self-doubt is just too loud. You don't need another degree. You just need more faith, more alignment. And it's not about doing more. It's about becoming more of who God designed you to be. So when the vision feels too big, number one, don't shrink the dream. Stretch your identity to meet it. Two, move without proof. Your brain wants evidence, but faith creates that. Number three, rewire with repetition. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton, beliefs are filters. You don't see life as it is. You see it as you are. And speaking of shifting how you show up, let's take a quick break to show some love to our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And listen, when you're shifting your mindset, owning your power, and stepping into your soul work, sometimes you need a physical reminder. Head Game Wraps are high vibe, beautifully designed head wraps for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled, even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. Grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. Now let's bring it back to the part no one tells you. What if the fear isn't a red flag, but a signal that you're actually on the right path? That's the reframe I want to anchor today. If the vision feels too big and scary, you're probably on the right track. It feels big because it's divine. It feels scary because it's sacred. And it feels uncertain because it requires faith over familiarity. So what does that mean for you, practically? Here's what I need you to know when the fear hits. One, you're already equipped. This isn't about finding more. It's about trusting what's already inside you. Your story, your pain, your unique wiring, that's not a coincidence. That has been your preparation. Number two, God stretches you before he elevates you. Discomfort is a signal of growth. You're not breaking, you're being built. Your identity must match the weight of the vision before it manifests. And number three, clarity comes through action. So stop waiting for the full picture. God didn't ask for perfection. He asked for obedience. And clarity is a result of movement. And now, it's time to move. It's not enough to just know the truth. You got to live it. So let's talk about what that actually looks like in real life. Here's how you start walking in alignment with the vision God gave you, one step at a time. Step one, name the lie. You can't break free from a story you're still pretending isn't running in the background. So what's the lie fear keeps rehearsing? You're not ready? You don't have what it takes? Who do you think you are? You've got to call that lie out loud, and replace it with this truth. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. If he gave it to you, it's because he already built you for it. Step two, break the vision into micro steps. Don't try to accomplish it all in a day. If the full picture overwhelms you, zoom in. Stop trying to leap from point A to Z. Faith moves one aligned step at a time. So ask yourself, what is one scary but aligned move I can take today? What would the version of me already living this vision do next? You don't need to do it all. You just need to do the part that's yours in this moment. Step 3, shift your self-talk to match your calling. You cannot speak the language of your past and expect to walk into your future. Start talking like the woman who's already aligned. Say it daily. Say it out loud. I am equipped. I am chosen. I am more than capable. Let your language rise to the level of your anointing. Step 4, stretch into the identity the vision requires. This is where most women fold, and not because the vision isn't real, but because the current version of them can't hold it. You want new results? Then you need new patterns, new boundaries, new emotional capacity, new expectations, and new decisions. Ask yourself every morning, what does the woman aligned with this vision believe about herself? How does she move? What does she allow? What does she no longer tolerate? Then choose to become her before the evidence shows up. I know this stretch. Walking away from a multiple six-figure salary with zero desire to pursue another corporate position to follow a call I couldn't yet explain, that was a stretch. There was no blueprint for me to follow. This came straight from my soul. No fallback, just alignment. Just a whisper from God saying, you're not meant to stay where you've mastered survival. And right now, while I'm still building and intentionally choosing not to run back to what's familiar, I still don't have the full picture. But here's the truth. We never do. But this is the promise that I've made myself. Hear me and hear me clear. There is nothing more that I want to do before I close my eyes from this earth than to see the promises of God. You understand me? If he said I can have it, if he said I can do it, if he said this is my assignment, it will get done. I want nothing more than to see the hand of God. Life unfolds one assignment at a time. And the only time we'll see how it all fits together is when the work is finished, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm moving anyway, because I trust that what God is building in me is bigger and more abundant than any title I ever held or any company I ever worked for. That's stretching without proof. And let me be real with you. Stretching without proof feels like showing up for the speaking engagement before you fully memorize the talk. It's launching the offer before anyone signs up. It's raising your rate, even though no one asked. It's walking into rooms you feel underqualified for because God already gave you the seat. It's scary. It's quiet, but it's also holy. But if you wait for confirmation before you move, you'll always stay one step behind your calling. Step 5, move without proof. Faith is movement without certainty. If you keep waiting for signs and confirmations and cosigns from other people, you'll stay stuck in circles. God gave you the vision. That makes you the evidence. So let's be clear. The question is not, am I ready? The question is, am I willing to believe God didn't make a mistake choosing me? So how do you respond to that call? Let's talk about how to move forward on purpose and in alignment. Here's your bold move this week. Stop shrinking and start stretching. Do an identity audit, and not just of your to-do list, but your self-talk, your environment, your internal dialogue. Ask yourself, is this mindset aligned with where I'm headed? Is this version of me truly built to carry what God showed me? What old identities, habits, or voices am I still listening to that can't walk with me anymore? And if you're tired of wrestling with the vision alone, second guessing if you're really the one to carry it, then it's time to stop circling clarity. Book your Soul Goals Clarity Call today. This isn't about doing more. It's about becoming more aligned. We'll call out where your belief is blocked, where your identity is leaking power, and what version of you needs to be released so the real one can rise. This is your moment to shift from effort into embodiment, because the vision isn't too big. Your self-concept is just too small. And while you're stepping into alignment, don't forget to grab your head game wraps, because when your mindset is elevating, your crown should sit right too. Both links are in the show notes. Before we close for today, I want to take a moment and make this real, and not just in your mind, but in your body too. Because talking about identity shifts and new standards is one thing, but stepping into her, the version of you who can carry the vision, is where everything changes. So close your eyes, unless you're driving, of course. Then just breathe deep and lean in. Now I want you to visualize the version of you who's already aligned with the vision God gave you. The one who doesn't shrink. The one who doesn't need to prove herself, because she knows she's already equipped. What does she believe about herself? What does she no longer explain, justify, or tolerate? What does her yes feel like? What does her no protect? Picture her standing in front of you now, bold, clear, unbothered. Now ask yourself, what's one belief I need to bury to become her? Say it out loud if you can. Then declare, that's not who I am anymore. Identity shifts don't happen in your journal. They happen in your choices, in your decisions, in your movement. So today your shift doesn't start with strategy. It starts with a decision. You are done negotiating with your old self. You are done filtering your power through fear. You're not asking for permission. You're stepping into position. You just met the next version of you. Don't just picture her. Decide to become her. And with that truth in your spirit, let's lock it in with this week's affirmation. Because the words you speak shape the life you live. They train your mind, your body, and your nervous system to follow your lead. So don't just say it. Speak it like your future depends on it, because it does. Close your eyes, put one hand on your heart, one on your belly, and take a deep breath in. And say this with me like you mean it. I am already equipped. I am already chosen. I don't move because I have proof. I move because I have purpose. I stretch to carry the vision God placed in me, and I no longer shrink. I rise. Say it every day this week, because you're not just shifting your mindset. You're setting the standard for your next level. That's the energy I want you to carry all week long. And thank you for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get aligned, and create the life we were actually meant to live. If this episode hit home, don't brush it off. You don't need more time to figure it out. You already know what you're called to do. What's been missing is your decision to actually become the woman who can carry it. So if this message called you higher, share it. Send it to the friend who's been silently questioning whether she's really built for what God showed her. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tag me with your biggest takeaways from today's episode. And next week, we're shifting from vision to value. In episode 16, we're going straight for the root of what blocks so many visions from becoming reality: money, power, and worthiness. And why your financial reality is shaped by what you believe you're worth. We'll expose the money stories keeping you stuck, undercharging, overgiving, and playing small. Rewire your mindset around wealth and take aligned steps toward financial overflow so you can finally start receiving in alignment with the woman you're becoming. Because you don't just get to dream big, you get to earn big too. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.